He is the CEO of the CBIA. Wow, say that 10 times fast. His name, Joe Brennan. Joe, good morning, my friend.
Hey, Gary, how are you?
I'm not bad this morning. How about yourself?
I'm hanging in. Busy time.
Yes, it is a busy time. And there are so many questions. We have a lot of listeners who are small business owners. And I can tell you, just even on the weekend, I was out. Where was I? I was getting gas on Friday. I stopped at a grocery store, and that's where I was when somebody asked me, "Oh, Gary, I got a small business. You know, Gary, I'm glad you should be happy. You sold your out of business for 30 years. I sold it in January of 2019." He says, "You should be thankful that you sold it." He goes, "I don't even know what to do. I've got some money in the reserves, you know, that can get me through a few weeks, maybe a month, if I really cut corners. But even if I cut corners after 4 weeks, I'm done, and I don't even know what to do." What do you say, Joe, to somebody? And I'm sure there's a lot of people in that very same boat that gentleman with whom I cited for that example. There's a lot of people in that same boat. What would you say to them?
Well, just a couple of things. First of all, you know, I do think the governor's office has tried to be very liberal in their interpretation of essential businesses to try to keep our economy going as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if you're running a bar, restaurant, health club, mall, something like that, you're saying, well, that doesn't help me. But just overall, they've been trying to be pretty liberal. You know, we're in a few states that I'm aware of that has declared all manufacturing companies essential instead of shutting down some and having others run. So they've been great to work with. As you know, the governor's brought some business people in, and some of the key people that he has brought in that are making these decisions, David Lehman at the ECD and
yes,
Josh Jabal, the state's
chief
operating officer, have been great to work with. However, if you're one of those so-called non-essential businesses that is being shut down, it's incredible sympathy for those folks. All I can say at this point, the state's working hard on some very low interest bridge loans to try to get companies through the next few months. They've also deferred loan payments if a company had a small business express loan, deferring tax filing and tax payments till July. And then at the federal level, although the feds haven't completely gotten their act together yet, you know, they're talking, $1 trillion to $1.5 trillion, maybe as high as $2 trillion packages. And we're hopeful in working with our federal delegation to ensure that a lot of that is going to the small businesses and the employees of those companies that are being most directly impacted. Obviously, there's going to be a lot going to larger industries that are being severely impacted too, but we just want to make sure there's more than a trickle down to those small businesses that are being told by the government, you have to shut down. We want those businesses to be able to reopen whenever it's appropriate and to thrive going forward and not to have to shutter their doors permanently because they just can't go on with the lack of revenue. So there's a lot of work going on. Obviously, this thing has just exploded in the last week or two. So a lot of work still has to be done. But I just ask people to do their best to hang in there, work with us and others to find out the latest information. I direct people to CBIA.com. We've got every bit of information there open to everybody, members and non-members alike, to try to help us get through this.
You know, low interest loans are great. They really are. But there are some small business owners, however, who are fearful that even a low interest loan, they still have to pay it back. And how long can those payments be deferred? And B, they're not even sure they could even make those payments.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying it's a panacea here. Just one thing, under the SBA, the Small Business Administration, if somebody does qualify and get one of those loans, they can be paid off over 30 years, almost like a mortgage. So, certainly gives you time to pay it back. That's a little bit higher interest rate than I think the state will be offering. And the state most likely will defer payments as long as they possibly can, understanding, to your point, that people aren't going to necessarily have the revenues right away to start paying those loans back. You know, it would be great if everybody could get direct grants.
Yeah,
from
grants.
Either the state or federal government. As we know, the state doesn't have a whole lot of money.
Right.
And the federal government may be doing direct grants, but again, it's just going to take longer to get things through Congress and get money into the hands of people. Unemployment. is kind of being overwhelmed. But for the employees of those companies, you know, many, many thousands, tens of thousands of people are already making unemployment compensation claims. So hopefully employees will get some money streaming in. But for those businesses, you know, we'll just have to work with state and federal governments to try to provide for them as much as possible.
You know, you mentioned something about grants, and I've heard that term come up a couple of times, more on the federal level. But have you heard any rumblings of the availability or the possibility of any of these grants coming down the pipeline?
Certainly possibility. May have some more information later. There was just a call that I couldn't be on because I was on another call with Senator Murphy talking about the different policies at the federal level to try to help small businesses. This was a call with Chambers of Commerce from around the state of Connecticut. So I can try to get more information that you can share with your listeners.
That'd be great.
Later. And as I said, this stuff is just all happening in real time here. So we don't have all the answers. But, yeah, at the state level, I don't anticipate anything like that. But we're hopeful, just like the federal government is talking, you know, putting money directly in the hands of individuals in the country, that hopefully we can get some similar assistance for small businesses.
You mentioned unemployment, too. I wanted to touch on that. How many weeks would people be eligible for? Last I knew, it was 99. I don't know if that's the number anymore.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I'm not sure because you have federal law and state law. You know, back normally, historic was 26 weeks.
Wow, that was years ago.
Then
right.
We went
through
the terrible recession back in 2008, 2010. They kept extending how long because people didn't have job opportunities. So I'm not quite sure what it is right now. Hopefully, you know, this will be, relatively short-lived, not terribly short-lived, but hopefully relatively short-lived, so we don't have to worry about going beyond the 26 weeks.
We were talking a little while ago about some of the stores that are able, or places of business, excuse me, that are able to stay in operation. You know, last week we were talking about grocery stores, pharmacies, gas stations, and banks, and that seemed fair enough. People needed to get prescriptions, people still needed to get supplies, and not to mention food. But when you start hearing about other, you know, package stores, and you start hearing that, you know, for example, if you've got a box store like Best Buy, they're allowed to remain open. I know malls are closed because there's more than 50 people, or excuse me, 10 people that would be in a store like that. But wouldn't that number also apply to big box stores that are not necessarily connected to a mall?
Well, the language I have in front of me, Gary, when it refers to big box stores, the line here in the director from the state is big box stores or wholesale clubs, provided they also sell groceries, consumer health products, or operate a pharmacy. So it appears from that language that a, you know, a big box store that's only selling other things, does not have a pharmacy, doesn't sell consumer health products, which I guess most of them would, or doesn't sell groceries, which some do and some don't, then they would not be able to be open. Right. But to your point, it lists, you know, appliance stores, gas stations, grocery stores, hardware, paint stores, pharmacies, pet and supply stores can still be open. So as I said at the top, it's really a fine, fine balance here that the administration is trying to strike between trying to keep people home and indoors and not congregating in large groups, but on the other hand, not totally shut down
our
economy.
So I get
that's
that.
The balance they're trying to strike.
I get that. And some of those box stores like Target and Walmart, they do have pharmacies in their confines of their building, in their business.
As groceries.
Exactly.
Right.
Absolutely. I was thinking more of the other type of retailers, the electronic retailers, which somebody had mentioned that they're open. And finally, before I let you go, what your understanding of restaurants. Now, we've been hearing last week that, listen, if you can buy gift cards, you know, buy them now while, you know, these owners, especially these small mom and pop restaurants who are in dire need of capital, especially if you know you're going to frequent there, if it's one of your favorite restaurants, then buy it now, use it later. It's a win-win situation. And then I heard over the weekend that as of 8 p.m. tonight, some of these restaurants, for all intents and purposes, have to shut down even their curbside service. Had you heard anything like that as well?
you know, to be honest with you, I'd ask you to maybe find an expert that can give you the exact right answer to that. My belief is that they can still, and the governor talked about this in his audio message to everybody in Connecticut yesterday, he was encouraging people to frequent your local restaurant for takeout.
Right.
So I believe that those will continue to be open, but you might want to get clarification from somebody on that.
Good enough. And finally, before I let you go, my final question, what are some of the biggest concerns that we haven't addressed here this morning from a small business perspective? What would you say right now? You know, you've got a lot of Central Connecticut airwaves here and a lot of small businesses that listen to the show. If you could get a message out there in a minute or two, what would you like to say?
Well, first thing, as far as what they're most concerned about, the thing that I'm hearing the most is, what do I do with my employees? If I'm a manufacturer, I can stay open, but people don't want to work because they don't feel safe. How can I pay for them? How can I continue? Some employers, just on a call this morning, are paying people out of their own pockets right now. Jeez. For a time being. So just trying to figure out unemployment, furloughs, paid family medical leave, all these things, how they all work together. That's a huge concern. Mm. And I guess my biggest message is just please, please, please heed the governor's message. If you can be home, be home. If you're a small business, just do everything you can possibly do to keep your employees and any visitors into your companies safe. Use every measure possible as far as cleanliness and social distancing. It's only going to work if people abide by that. And my fear is if they don't, then we're going to see this essential business list pare down quite a bit, and more companies will be put be told to close and more people out of work. So everybody's got to do everything they can. Take this extremely seriously, and hopefully we'll get through it in relatively short order.
Great. Really appreciate your time with us this morning, Joe. Joe Brennan, CEO of the CBIA. We'll look forward to next time you checking back in with us. Really appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, anytime you need an update, just let me know.
Greatly appreciated.